Today's daf is Makis Daf Hey, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis, rolling along here in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, which, as we've seen, at least the parts of the Masechta that haven't digressed, deal with the sugyas of Edom Zoymim, and today we're going to have a real Fleisha Gedaf that deals with the laws of Hazama. But we're at the end of the previous sugya, which was discussing the Mishnah and the Avdalah and Aleph and Machloikis, Rameir and the Chachav. The Mishnah said, Me'idin on the Ishpoinu, Shechayv the Chaver Masayim Zuz. If two way, the Mokot the Bezin and say that we know that Reuven owes Shimon 200 Zuz, Venim Tzu Zayimimim, and they were found to be Edom Zayimimim, Machloikis, Rameir and the Chachavim, how you deal with them. Rameir says, Loikin u'Mashalm, they have to pay, working backwards, they wanted Reuven to have to pay 200 zuz. They now are going to have to pay kasha zalman lasis la'achiv 200 zuz. At the same time, they also get malchus. Why do they get malchus? Says Rashi, because they were over aloy sase in the Torah. Loy sane breyache etchok. Chachamim argue. The chachamim say kol ha'mashalim eni loyka. It says kidei reshasai. It's a komle b'derab b'nei kind of concept, and being that they pay, so that reason, there's not going to be malchus. But then the Mishnah said another machlokes. What if the Eidus wasn't mamoin, but the Eidus was malchus? Two Eidim walked into Bezin and they said, Reuven did an Avera for which he's chayiv malchus. Then him tzol zoymimin, and they were found to be Eidim zoymimin. Says Rab Meir, loikin shmoina. They're going to get 80 malchus. 40 for Vasisam Lekasha Zoman. And again, Rameh Lashitasai, another 40 for Leisana Briach Echaker. But here too, the Chachamim argue. Although there's no Mamoin, all there is Malkus. Say the Chachamim still ain't Loikin El Arboim. The only Malkus they're going to get is 40. Kipshutai. What's the machlokes? Rameir holds that even though leisana bereyach etshaker is a lav she'im by ma'isa, still lav she'im by ma'isa loikin olav. Whereas the chachamim hold that being that leisana bereyach etshaker is a lav she'im by ma'isa, ain't lav she'im by ma'isa, ain't loikin olav. And the Gemara Amud Beis is brought that really it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim regarding the sugya of noiser. Noiser, there's no malchus. The shaila is there no malchus because it's a lav she'nitek la'ase, or is there no malchus because it's a lav she'im by ma'isa? Rabbi Yehuda says ba hakos of litin asei achalo. I say, like, Hashem, like, in all of. Says the Gemara, it's mashma. If there was no, I say, you would get malchus for the lav of noisa. Aye, it's a lav shame by maisa. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rameir. Usually they see things differently. But over here, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda are the two shittas in Shas that hold lav shame by maisa, like, in all of. Whereas the chachamim over there say, you know, you don't have to come out today, I say. It's pashut, there's no malchus by noisa. There's no malchus by noisa because it's a lav shame by maisa. In other words, this machloikis in our Mishnah is also machloikis in a braisa. Lav shame by maisa, like, in all of. Lav shame by maisa, ain't like. So the Gemara asks Akasha that the Rishonim, and if you look at Rabbi Kiveger and Gilian Ashas, everybody's very bothered with this Kasha. We'll do what we do. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanon, hi, Loisana Breyacha, eight shocker, my Darshibe, the Rabbanon that hold you don't get Malkus for Loisana Breyacha, eight shocker, because it's a lav she'im by Maisa. So what then do they use the Pasik of Loisana Breyacha, eight shocker for? The understanding is that if the Torah gave a loisase of loisana, there must be a reason that the Torah gave a loisase of loisana. So usually the purpose of the loisase is malchus. But if there's no malchus, then why did the Torah write loisana bereyacha eid shaker? Meaning you don't need the loisase. The Torah could have said you're not allowed to say eid shaker without giving it the chomer, without giving it the toikif of a loisase. The loisase has to be there for a reason. Usually the reason is malchus. But being that the chachamim hold that there's no malchus for loisana bereyacha eid shaker, for a good reason, because the lav shein by maisa, so then the question is, why then did the Torah write loisana beloshon loisase? So again, for further analysis, you can take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Mask of Rabbanon, Rabbi Kiveger on the side. There's a lot of raid in terms of understanding Pasha what the Gemara's question is, but that's the way Tosfos seems to explain the Kasha. It says, the Gemara, Haumi Boyle Lazor Leidim Zoyman. We know there's a rule, Ein Oinshin, Elam Ke Mazirin. So even when the Torah writes specifically that if you do this, you're going to be punished, the Torah wouldn't have done that unless the Torah gave an Azara. And Azara always means Loisase. So if Edom Zoymimin are punished, because it says Vasisim Leikash Azabim Lasis Lachiv, it means there has to be an Azara somewhere in the Torah that says, do not be an Edom Zoymimin. Which, in other words, means don't walk into Bezdin and say Edo Sheker. Where's that Azara? That's Loisana Bereyach Echaker. So the Rabbana will tell you, I don't need Loisana, or from the fact that the Torah wrote Loisana, there's no Hechrich that there must be Malkus. There's no raya because really lav shein b'maisa ain loikin olav. And loisana b'riach itchaker is a lav shein b'maisa. You ask Kasha, why did the Torah write loisana? I need loisana as an azara for the oinish of Kasha Zama. Frank the Gemara of Ramey azara leidim zayim minoli. Ramey who holds lav shein b'maisa loikin olav. So loisana is really a regular loisase that has malchus. How does he know the azara leidim zayim? And obviously the Gemara is assuming in the question that you can't use the same Azorah both to teach me Malkus for Loisana and to act in as an Azorah for the Oynish of Asisol Mikasha Zomam. I'm Rav Yermia. Naftali, he learns it from another pasuk. It says in the parsha of Edom Zoymen Min, Vahaneshorim Yishmu V'yiro, V'lo Yosifu Lasois Oit Kadovar Hara Hazeh Bikir Bechel. So that pasuk that says V'lo Yosifu, that's an Azorah. That's the Azorah for Edom Zoymen Min. V'rabbonon says the Gemara, I need that pasuk to teach me something else. I need it to teach me the halacha of hachraza. That when they used to kill Edom Zoymen, they didn't just kill him, but they would make an announcement. They'd put out pashkevilim. They'd let the whole world know that we just killed Edom Zoymen. In a case where Edom Zoymen were going to be chayiv misa. And how do I know that? I know that from the pasuk. V'aneshorim yishmu v'yiro v'lo yosifu. So I can't use that as azara for the oynish of Kasha Zoma. Therefore, they use Leisana B'riacha, Eid Shoker, for the oynish of Kasha Zoma. Rameyer, how does Rameyer know Hachrozo? So, the Gemara, mi v'yishmu v'yiro. Meaning, if you look at the pasuk, it says, v'hanesharim yishmu v'yiro. Everyone's going to hear about what happened with the Edom Zoymen. From those two words, I know the Halach of Achroz, and then the Torah continues, v'lo yosifu l'asir soit, kadov ha'roz ha'bikir b'echa. That, v'lo yosifu, that's an Azara, and that's the Azara for the oynish of Kasha Zoma. Leisana is not needed for the oynish of Kasha Zoma. What is Leisana? It's a regular Leisase. This is Ramey Shita that you're going to get Malkus for the Leisase of Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker. Either way, again, from a Pshatova standpoint, you really have to work through every nook and cranny of this Gemara. But we do what we do. But before we go weiter, just one aura. So the Gemara over here quoted a pasuk and really a halacha that's discussed in Masech the Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph. So we didn't really have a chance to go through this together. What we learned Masech the Sanhedrin, this is one of the Daf that was on Yontif, it was on Sukkot. The Mishnah over there says as follows, that there were four people that were given Misas Bezdin, that when Bezdin would administer the Misa, they would do it a little bit differently than they ordinarily would do it. So usually if a person was found guilty of Misa, Bezdin would kill him and they would move on. They would do what they needed to do. It wasn't very complicated. But there were four times where the halacha was that Bezdin wouldn't just kill this person, but Bezdin wanted to announce it. Bezdin wanted to get the word out there that this person was being killed. Who are those four people? So it's the Bensoiru Meirer, it's the Zokin Mamre, it's the Mesis, and it's the Edom Zoymen. What's the reason? Because Bekuluk Sivbahu, by all of them, it says this idea of a Chol Ha'am or a Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. So there's four places in the Torah where the Torah actually uses such a nusach that everyone's going to know about what happened. If everyone's going to know what happened, that means you have to tell everyone that happened. So you can't just kill the person, covert operation, clean up and make believe in that. You have to let everyone know it happened. The Torah says V'chol Ha'am Yishmu V'yiro, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. So it says the Gemara Dalit Tzrichin Achros. Four people that were given Mises Bezdin, where Bezdin had an obligation, a mitzvah, to go out and to be machrus. This machloik is in the Mishnah. How were they machrus? Rabbi Kiva says, you know what they used to do? If a person was found guilty, let's say he was a Bensoiru Meir, or he was a Zaki Mamre, they would keep him around, leave him on death row until the next Yontif. When Yontif came, the Yidu Oyler Rego, now it's going to be Bepumbi, it's going to be Befnei Kolam Ve'eda, that's when they would kill him. That's how they were Mekayim, V'cholam Yishmu V'yiro. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no way, Ein Ma'anin Estinoi Shalzeh. That goes against everything we know, V'yahaftal Re'yach Kamoicha, which permeates the laws of how Sanhedrin would give somebody Mises Bezin. That's why they used to get the person drunk before they killed him, to give him an anesthetic. That's why you say L'chaim. So there's no way that they would leave this person around for months, waiting until the next Yontif, when the Yidu Oyler Rego, they come. The order to throw for sukkah, so they should all see this public execution. They would never do that. They would kill the person right away. But after they would kill him, they would send a memo out. They would send shluchim, put a pashkevilin, pliny ben soiru meira, pliny zaki mamre, pliny mesis, pliny edzaimim. These people were killed. But al kaponim, that was the aside of what they used to do. They used to be machris it after the fact to let people know what happened. But it's all based on this idea. It's four places in the Torah where you have this inyan of v'chol am yishmu v'yiro, v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro. There's a Ran on this Gemara right here that makes a beautiful diak in the Pesukim. The Ran says that if you take a look in the four places where the Torah mentions this idea, where the Torah mentions this idea of the cholam yishuv v'yiro, so in all four places, there's a nuance. Listen to this. The pasuk says regarding the meses, he's one of the four. The chol yisrael yishmu v'yiron, v'lo yosifu lasos kadavar hara hazeh b'kirbecha. So the cholam yishuv v'yiro, everyone's going to hear it. You need achros. According to Rabbi Akiva, they're going to do one year than oil rek. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to send out pashkevil. So everyone's going to know about it. Therefore, v'lo yosifu lasos kadavar hara hazeh. Like this, you're going to be sure that no one's going to ever do this again. When the Torah says that the Edom Zoynimin, our sugya, were also killed publicly, says the pasuk as follows. The pasuk that the Gemara just quoted. The same emphasis. This pasuk that we have in Machlekes over here in our Gemara is this Tazara for the Oynish Kashazom, is not Tazara for Oynish Kashazom. But again, the Torah emphasizes, we want everyone to hear, so that no one should ever do this again. Stating that, says the Ran, if you take a look by the Ben Sayru Meir. So the pasuk says, "Urgamu kolanche iray bavonim vames ubiyarta harami kirbecha v'chol Yisrael yishvu v'yiro." It doesn't say that they're not going to do this again. It doesn't say v'lo yisifu lasis oid kadavar raza. Everyone should hear about it. V'chol Yisrael yishvu v'yiro and vaytigegangen. And the same thing is by the Zaki Mamre. The pasuk says v'chol am yishvu v'yiro v'lo yizidunayt. It doesn't say that they shouldn't do this again. It just says, "Play Yisidu Noit." It's a freak to Ran. Why is it that by the Mesis and by the Edom Zayim and the Torah emphasizes, "Play Yosifu Lasuiz Kadavar Hara Hazeh Bekirbech"? But by the Ben Sayru Meirer and by the Zaki Mamre, the Torah doesn't say that. Zok the Ran, the Torah is a Zayim Pashin. He says because you know how difficult it is to be a Ben Sayru Meirer. It's very difficult to the point that the Gemara says, "Layhayev Layosat Lias." It's impossible to be a Ben Sayru Meirer. But I feel in Aniach that it is possible. Right? There was one Tana that says, I saw it, via Shafi Al-Tiloy. It could happen. But still, the statistical chances of being a Ben Sayru Meirer are stacked very heavily against you. You could try very hard to be a Ben Sayru Meirer. You could have Alec Kavunas. Chances are you're not going to be successful because it has to be at a certain age. It's not possible to be a Ben Sayru Meirer. So this musr of, we want everyone to know what happens to a Ben Sayru Meirer, says the Ran, it's not so that you shouldn't be a Ben Sayru Meirer, because the chances of you being a Ben Sayru, it's very, very not likely. You know what the chances of being a Zaki Mamre are? Not good either. To be a Zaki Mamre, you had to be a Muflish of a Bezdin. You had to be someone that was Roya sitting on the Sanhedrin. Literally, one of the most hush of the people in Klal Yisrael. The only people that the whole Halach of Zaki Mamre is relatively, you have to be Mamish Agadol Adar. You know, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta. That's when you're like in the conversation and maybe possibly at some point slipping and becoming a Zaki Mamre. But unless you're a Mufle Sheva Bezdin, it's not Shaya. So Zok Deran, you want to know why the Torah didn't say, "Velo Yisifu Lasu Kadova Ra Zemi Kirbecha," when it comes to the Ben Sayru Meirer and the Zaki Mamre? But it's not happening. And being that it's not happening, the emphasis is not "Velo Yisifu Lasu Kadova Ra Zemi Kirbecha." The Mesis, anyone can be a Mesis. An Eid Zoymim, anyone can technically be an Eid Zoymim. But in terms of those two, it's not. So what's the whole point? The point is conceptually, there's a certain Musr. There's a certain Musr that a Yid has to take from the Parashah Ben Sayru Meirer. What's the Musr? The Musr is Shalavicha V'yageitcha. The chashivos of Kibbur Aveim, the chashivos of Chinuch, there's so many important lessons that are learned out from Ben Sayru Meirer. The part that we spoke out from Shamsu and Farrell Hirsch, Darish v'kibel schar. What's the kibel schar? Hafeichba v'hafeichba the kulaba. There's so many lessons to take out of the parashah of Ben Sayru Meirer. The parashah of Ben Sayru Meirer is very important. And v'cholam yishmu v'yiro, but not the leisifu lasus eid kadov ha-reb zemik yirbecha. That's something that's not practical. The Zaki Mamre as well. That's geinecha v'yoymrulach. That's the chashivos of Sanhedrin, of yiftach b'dayrei Kishvul b'dayrei, like saucer. There's so many important lessons that are intertwined with what underpins the halachas of the Zaki Mamre. But from a practical standpoint, no. And therefore, the Torah doesn't say for the yosifu oy lasis kadav arav zemi kirbecha. It's a beautiful ran alatar on the Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin daf pei tes amar al. I'll just tell you one nice hoysafa. That is a simcha in a classic meshech chachma. So it's in Parshas Nasai, so the Medrash. He brings a Medrash. The Medrash says, regarding the halachas of Soita, so the Soita couldn't happen to Rego. So I state the Medrash, that there was Eina Ba B'Teicha Rego. Says Rav Nissen, Pasha, what does it mean? L'chayre perushay, she'ein mashkin saita beregel. K'moy she'ein royin hanigon beregel. So there's no saita beregel. Yontif is a time you're supposed to be besimcha, besamachta b'chagecha, even the saita, she's a prutza, it doesn't matter. Even the saita gets to enjoy her yontif. It's famous. The chinuch says, now why did Bezin kill people on Shabbos? Because even Reutzchim, even people that are Chai Mrs. Bezin deserve to enjoy Shabbos. Everybody enjoys Shabbos. The Karasal of Shabbos Oynig is true, even to a person that's on death row. Even a person that was Oyverchil Shabbos, Bemezid, Be'edim, Vasra, he deserves Shabbos as well. It's not that the Chil Shabbos, that's not the issue. The issue is we want this year to be able to enjoy a Shabbos. We're not going to touch Shabbos, everybody rests. Even the Reutzchim, even the Neshamas that are in Gehenna rest on Shabbos. Everybody gets to rest on Shabbos. That's what the Chinuch says on that mitzvah. Haflu b'fella. But says, that's Pasha, the way you would understand this halacha. That ain't above b'toich regel because it's Yontif. Why are you going to get busy? Just like when there's no Marinid going. We're on vacation. We're off on Yontif. Yontif, we're not going to be Mashkei Seder. Says the problem is it's not that way because it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi says clearly Mashkei Nesa Seder v'regel. They used to drink. There was no halacha that you couldn't give this. So what does it mean? Ain't above b'toich regel. It says Rameir Simcha, and this is vintage. Classic. So he says, the Gemara says in Masechta Soita Daf Ches Amid Beis, that when they used to kill the Soita, so they used to take all the women, they would tell all the women in the neighborhood, everybody come. Why? Based on a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, V'hishpati zima min ha'aretz. We're going to get rid of zima. V'nivasru kol anoshim, v'loi saseno ki zima aschena. Pasuk in Yecheskel, pasuk Perek Chav Gimel. So they used to bring all the women there, and they would say, we want you to all see what's going on. Why? It's like this. You're not going to go ahead and do the same thing that this site did. Says Ramei Simcha. In other words, Yecheskel Anavi used the same exact Lashonis that we have in the Torah in four places. That we have by the Mesis, that we have by the Edzoyman, that we have the Zakuman, we have them in Sayyidina Meir. And Vos, Rabbi Akiva, in Sanhedrin, Peitas, and Aleph. Dalit, Srikhan Achrozo. Because it says, V'chalom, Yishmu V'yirov, V'lo Yassifon. And what does Achrozo mean? You wait until Yontif, and you dafke to it then, when the Yidna came to be other records like this, everyone's going to see it. Says, look, the Meshachach, Mesolka, Daita Chamina, I would have thought that being that it says, V'ni Vosru Kala Nosha. Maybe do the same thing with the Saita. Maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, you have a pasuk, it's different Kabbalah. That's the translation. So wait until Yontif. And that's when you should do the Maisa of the Saita. That's the Medrash. Dr. Medrash ain't above B'teich HaRegel. Now you can't do it on B'regel. That's Mefurash Yerushalmi. It's clear that you could do it B'regel. You don't have to wait until Regel. That's the punchline of the Medrash. Why would you think you have to wait until Regel? Because these are the same Lashonis and Yecheskel, Haflav a fellow that you have. And the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin. So I would have thought maybe wait until Yontif, Kamash Malon, that you don't have to. Either way, a well-known Mishnah, Mishal Shem Ben Mamoin, famous Mishal Shem Ben Makis. So if two Edom walk in the Bezin and they say, Ruvein Ol Shimin, money, Yo Shimin, $100, they were found to be Edom Zayumin. Vazizim like Kashas Avon Lazas Loch. Stating that, what we do is, you don't require each eight to give a full $100. We take the $100, we divide it into two, so between the two of them, they have to make the payment. However, Ve'in Mishal Shem Ben Makis. Let's say two of them walked in the bezin and they wanted to give somebody makis. So you don't split the makis. All right, you'll take and I'll take. No. Each person's going to get a full set of makis. Each person is going to get 39. And they divide it. Each one has to get his own makis. How do you know that? It says Rasha by Malkus. It says Rasha by Mises Bezah. Just like by Miso, ain't Miso Lamechso. Right? You can't say that if there are two Edom that wanted to give somebody Mises Bezah. All right, so we'll kill half of you and half of you, right? It doesn't work that way. Afkani Malkus Lemechza. So to Malkus, you don't do Lemechza as well. Rava Amar, Rava says, Be'inon kasha zomam lasois lo achiv vileka. Rava says, it's more poshet. At the end of the day, you need each aid to get kasha zomam lasois lo achiv. And being that you wanted Reuven, one person, you wanted him to have to get 39 malchus. So mainly, each eight has to get kashas up. And he has to get his own 39 malchus. Say the same thing by money. Mamay mitstarif, malchus loy mitstarif. No, by money, the two eight together can be mitstarif. By malchus, the two eight together can't be mitstarif. So the Gemara is mechusar beer. It's ikr chasam and asev. I don't really explain it. So there's an idea. You need kashas up. So by malchus. What do you mean? Kasha Zomam together. Each one has to get his own malchus. But by money, yeah, as long as we chip in together, we put that's going to be fine. So Torah Pia, what's Pasha B'Shan in the Gemara? So if you look at the Rishonim say different Mahalchim, but if you do it from the Beis Halevi said there's a very big difference between money and malchus. He said that when a person pays $200, so it hurts to write a $100 check. The second $100 doesn't hurt any more than the first $100. $100 is $100. So you give $100, then you give another $100. It's all the same. When a person gets malchus, as a person is being hit, as he chaps pech, so each one builds. Cumulatively, each one starts hurting more. Meaning the 20th hakka is going to hurt more than the 10th. And then the 21st hurts even more. And the 22nd hurts even more. So zok the Beis Halevi, you could be mitstarif in the lumdus of kashas on them. Money. We'll say, we wanted you to lose $200. Okay, so I'll lose $100, you'll lose $100. We'll be mitstarif. What I did and what you did are two anshim. 100 plus 100 is going to equal 200. But if you're going to give me 13 malchus, and you're going to get 13 malchus, and you're going to get 13 malchus, and we're going to say, oh, that's kasha zoma. It's not kasha zoma. You wanted one person to get 39 wax. You're now dividing it in three. 13 plus 13 plus 13 does not equal 39 when it comes to malchus. In the ichus, qualitatively, of what took place, it's not the same, because when one person is getting all these, the latter ones are going to hurt more. Therefore, it's not going to be kasha zoma. Another interesting thing that we won't speak about this morning, but it's going to come up over the next couple of days, is that the Gemara said, Abaya said that, you know what the Makor is? Why in Mishal Shemamakis, Nema Rosh Bechayvi Malkis, Venema Rosh Bechayvi Mises Bezdin. Malahalon ain't Misal Mechza, Afkani ain't Misal Mechza. Now this Gzeir Shava comes up throughout Shas. It comes up throughout Shas. And there's another Gzeir Shava that usually comes along with it. And that is that although we know Ritzech Bemezid, or someone that's Chayv Mises Bezdin is held on a pedestal, whereas Malkis is not nearly as Chomer as Misa, or if somebody kills somebody Mishogi, he goes to Golis. It's not on the same level as someone that's Chayv Mises Bezdin, but there are Gzeir Shavas that compare the two. So there's a lot of Gzeir Shavas that connect Malkis and Misa. This is one of them. I mean, the first place it came up was Sanhedrin Daf Yud, where the Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah Makis, Dine Makis B'Shloisha, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Lamur B'Esrim B'Shloisha. Why B'Esrim B'Shloisha? Sabayu B'Des uses the same exact Zereshava. Nema Rosho, Venema Rosho, just like Mises, Bezdin can't give without a Bezdin Shach of Gimel, so to Malkis, Bezdin wouldn't be able to give without a Bezdin Shach of Gimel. Rava Grado over there is the one that argues as well. Rava says, no, it's nothing to do with the Zereshava. But Abayu uses the Zereshava throughout Shas. He uses its side to connect Chayvim Malkias and Chayvim Mises Bezdin, and he uses it also to connect the Ritzech B'Shoigig to Ritzech B'Mezes. According to Abayi, this is another example. This halacha of Ein Mishal Shem B'Makis is based not on Svara like Rava said, it's based in Gzeirah Shava, because there is a Gzeirah Shava between Makis and Misa, which would seem to suggest that on some level they're similar. The income of Koyim Lahar. Chazok the Mishnah right there. And this Mishnah was the Mishnah that the Gemara and that Beis Zaman Aleph wanted to be the beginning of the Masechta. Because the Masechta began, Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zayim. And what did the Mishnah talk about? Examples where you don't say Kasha Zama. The Gemara's Kasha was. This is the Mishnah. This is the Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zayim. Chazok the Mishnah. Ein Eidim Nasim Zayim. How do Eidim come Zayim in? Achi Yazimu Asatzman. The way it happens is two Eidim walk in the Bezin, they say Eidus. Two other Eidim walk in and they say that how could you claim to have seen this witness? You yourself, you the Eidim, were with us at that exact time, b'mokim ploini. And that's this halacha in the Mishnah. Eino Eidim nasim zoymimin, achi yazimu es atzman. Unless the second Eidim say that the first Eidim were with them. Ketzah. Amru mi'idin ono b'shpoini sharagas ha-nefesh. If two Eidim walk in the best and they say that we saw Reuven kill Shimon, Amru lehem, and then two other Eidim walk in and say, heichatam Eidim sh'arei nerek zeh, hoyahoy rek zeh, hoyimonu, hoyisei hayoyim. You could not have seen that, because the nerag, meaning the person that was killed, Shimon, or the Reitzeach, Reuven, was with us that same time in another place. They're not Zaymim. Aval Amru lehem heichatem mi'iden, shari atem hayisim imanu ayisim imanu ayisim. But if the second Eidim say that you, the Eidim, weren't with us, then hari elu Zaymim, and then they are Zaymim, v'nerogan al piyem, and in this case, where they wanted to be mechayiv someone, Mises Bezdin, Vasisim like Hashazama, means that they too are going to get killed. Bo acherim v'zimam, bo acherim v'zimam, afilu meya kulam yiragu. What if two Eidim walk into Bezdin and they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon? Two other Eidim walk in and they say, Eidim, really? You couldn't have seen that. Imanu wa yisim imam complaining. So what's the halacha? We believe the second Eidim. It's even chiddushu, but we believe the second Eidim. The first pair of Eidim are knocked out. Not only are they knocked out, they get killed. What if now another two pair of Eidim walk in and they say the same thing? We saw Reuven kill Shimon. Eidim Zoyimim, the same guys, the Mazimim, say, how could you have seen it? You were with us, but not complaining. Okay, we believe the second peer of Eidim. Another peer, Afilu Meya. So imagine this, 100 people walked into Bezin. They're all claiming to have seen the same exact thing. Everyone witnessed this drive-by shooting, Reuven killed Shimon. And amazingly, the Eidim that are being Mazim have this Koyach, a taina of Azam regarding every single one of these 100 people. What do you mean? You two, you also with me. We were here, we were there. So the halach is, it doesn't matter. Afilu meyer kulam yirot. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's this season. Nah, it's a little fishy already. Punk, this guy was with everybody at that minute where they claim to have seen this happen. The first cat, we trust them. So we trust the Mazimim to knock out the first two Edim, but once you're dealing with a second pair of Edim and a third pair of Edim, at that point, we don't trust them anymore. The obvious kasha is, if you don't trust them, then you shouldn't trust them. Why are you even trusting them regarding the first cat Edim? So the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. Zok the Gemara, you know, ani mili. How do you know that the way Hazama works is where the second pair of Edim are saying that the first Edim were with them, as opposed to saying that the Ritzeach was with them, or the Nirtzach was with them. They're saying that the Edim were with them. How do you know it's actually Yozimu es Atzmon? Omar Rav Ada, the Omar Krat, it's learned up in the Pasuk. Vine Eid Sheker Ha'ed, Sheker Ono. And we learn from there, Adche Teshaker Gufa Shal Edos. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim what the emphasis of the Drosh is. But you see the point. Eid Sheker Ha'ed. They're saying something about the Eid. They're knocking out not the Eidus, not Eidus Sheker Ha'ed, but eight sheker or eight, then actually Yozimus Atzman Shalayd. Very b'shmol tano, lano is b'shora, actually tisrach guvah shalayd. This again, a drasha that teaches me that the only time this is going to be true, if they knock out guvah shalayd. Oh my rava, bo shnayim v'amru b'mizr, b'ir harik v'in yas ha-nefesh. Two people walk in the bezin and they say that we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Where did it happen? It happened in the east wing. B'mizrach b'ira, bo shnayim v'amru. Then two other Edom walk in and they say, how could you say you saw Reuven kill Shimon in the east wing? You were with us in the west wing. Says the Gemara, Chazin, and Ik the Kaimi. You know where I was going with that. Ik the Kaimi, Bemairev, Bira, Mechsa, Chazul, and Mizrach, Bira, Enelzim. If it's possible to see from the east to the west, it's not such a big house, so you could see to the other side, then Enelzim. Just because they were on the west wing doesn't mean they couldn't have seen somebody kill someone in the east wing. The Imlav, otherwise, I read it was like, Zok the Gemara, Pshita. I mean, I could have figured that out on my own. That's back of the envelope arithmetic. Zok the Gemara, now the tame, I would have thought, Lechesh Lenohere Barrio. Maybe to save this person's life, we would be chayish that he has some super duper vision that allows him to see what the ordinary person wouldn't be able to see. A similar halacha. Two people walk in the bezin and they say, we were in Surah in the Sunday morning and we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Then two other walk in the bezin and they say, it's funny, because Sunday afternoon, Imano Yisim in Arda. You with us in Arda, which was quite a trip from Surah. If it would have been possible for these people to get from Surah to Arda, from Sunday morning to Sunday afternoon, then they're not going to be Zayman. If it's not possible, have Zayman. They are Zayman. Again, it's obvious. I would have thought, I would have thought that even if for the ordinary person it's not possible, but maybe to save these people's lives, we should be Chayesh Legamlo Parcha. Zok Tehele Gerashi, what is that? Min Gemalim Yesh, a certain type of camel. Sheim Kalim Bimrut Sosan. They go really, really fast. Either way, you would have thought that maybe we should be chayish that this guy had a gomel pireach, so he's not really a liar. Kamash malon, we're not chayish for that. Two Edom walk in the bezin and they say that on Sunday we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Two other Edom walk in the bezin and they say, what are you talking about? You were with us on Sunday. You didn't see anything on Sunday. Ella, it just so happens that you who claim that Reuven killed Shimon are telling the truth. It didn't happen Sunday, and you didn't see it. But Reuven did kill Shimon, and it happened on Monday. The Trebish about the Horek Plenius and Evish. Even if they would say that it happened on Friday, so that at the time that these two Edom claim Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven had already killed Shimon. It doesn't matter. The halacha is neherogin. The Edom, to the extent that they're liars. And how do we know they're liars? Because they were found to be zoymimin. We treat them that like ordinary Edom, zoymimin, and we say, basisam lekashazam alasas la'achim, they themselves get mises bezdin. And the reason is that even though, in theory, they got it right, so you're going to say that they tried killing someone that wasn't going to die? Nishtemis. They tried killing someone that was going to die. Because even though they lied when they said they saw Reuven kill Shimon, but Reuven did kill Shimon. Could be he killed him on Monday, the day after they say it happened. Or maybe it even happened earlier. It happened Be'erev Shabbos. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't want it to happen on Shabbos. We go from Sunday back to Friday. But the point is, it happened. So they're not even lying. So if they're not lying, why are we saying, Vasisna lekashazal and lasis la'achiv, l'chura, they were going to kill someone that deserved to die. Zok the Gemara, because the be'idna to come masadi gavra la'baktalu. At the end of the day, when they said, hey, this person, Reuven, at that point was not a baktalu. There was no bezdin that gave a gmardin and paskind a verdict that said that this person deserves to die. So at the end of the day, they wanted to kill a person at that point that wasn't a baktalu. And even though there was evidence stacked against them, and at some point the shoe was going to drop, this person was going to end up being a baktalu, but at that point, the be'idna, that's the emphasis, the kamisadi, at the time that the edus is being said, when these two edim are in Bezdin, at that point, Bezdin has no information to know that this person is a baktalu. Therefore, the halacha is zok to Gemara, my kamashmulon. So who said this? Rava said this. That sounds like a nice halacha. And even sounds like a chiddush. So what's the Gemara's kasha? My kamashmulon. Tonina. I know it. I know it from a mishnah later in the parak. Lefichach, the halacha is nimsa achas v'yam zoy memes, hu vehein nerogim v'ashniya p'tura. The case is where there were two sets of edim that both saw Reuven kill Shimon. So two edim and two edim, they both walked in and they bezed and they say it was one peer of edim were found to be zayimim. So the halacha is the ones that were found to be zayimim now have to get kashazam and they get killed. But the person they testified about also gets killed. Why? Because the other peer of edim said that they saw someone killed. And the reason it's mentioned in the Mishnah later is because there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. Because usually, if four edim would walk in together and they would say that we saw Reuven kill Shimon, if two of them would be found to be psulim, nimtzas achas mem karv apostle edus v'teil. The chiddush is that we don't look at it as one kat edus, we look at it as two kite edim. So just because two of them got knocked out doesn't mean the other two got knocked out. But says the Gemara, what do you see from this Mishnah? You see from the Mishnah that even though these edim zayim was saying edus about a person that was going to die, they were saying to Emes, they grado were liars. But what they were saying was true. So being that what they were saying was true and the person was anyways going to get killed, that doesn't save their lives. At the end of the day, they are still going to get kashazama, which is essentially Rava's Chiddush. So Frey to Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what's Rava's Chiddush? That even though what they said is Emes, meaning the person they want should get killed is going to get killed, still that season like Hashazam and Lassus the Achiv to the extent that they were liars and they were found to be Zayimim. Tonino, isn't that Mishnah? Zok to Gemara, you're right. Seifa, Masha Enkin, Big Mardin, it's Shrichli. Really, Rava wasn't saying any Chiddush in that halacha. And the Chiddush of Rava was the Seifa. What is it? What was the Seifa? Bo, Shnai Vamru, if two Edim would walk in. So again, the Amru Bechadish Shabbat, and Big Mardin, it's all playing. He says, hey, we walk at the Bezin. This is where the story starts and says, on Sunday, Reuven killed Shem. Ubo, Shnai Vamru, now two other Edim walk at the Bezin and they say, Bechadish Shabbat, Mano Yisem. It's not possible. Imanua Yisem, B'makom Ployni, they turn them into Edom Zoyim. However, they add, Ela Be'erev Shabbos Nigmar Dinoi Shal Ployni. They say it's true, what you're saying is Emes. However, what happened on Erev Shabbos. And not only did Reuven kill Shimon, but the Gmar Din already happened, and Bezin already paskin that Reuven is a Gavra Katolah. Even if they would say that the Gmar Din happened on Monday, which is the day after these two Edom claim Reuven killed Shimon, ain elu nerogin. In this case, the Edom will not be killed. What's the reason? The be'idna de kamisadi gavra barktalo. Because in this case, it turns out that these Edom Zayman said Edom is about a person that was already nigmar din elamisa. Oh, if he was nigmar din elamisa, it's a whole different story. Then he's a dead man walking. Then he's a gavra katalo. Dear, if somebody kills him, he wouldn't be chayiv mises benzin. So, madach, if somebody kills him, he wouldn't be chayiv mises benzin. Certainly, the Edom Zoyimim shouldn't have to pay kashazam of lasis lachim. They shouldn't have to be killed. In other words, there's a chiluk between the first and the second case. In the first case, they were saying edus about someone that killed, but was loy nigmar dinoi. And being that it was loy nigmar dinoi, the be'idna de kamisadi gavra la baktolohu. That was the emphasis of the ratio. But in the Sefer, it's just the opposite. In the Sefer, we found out that these Edim was saying Edim is about a person that was Nigmar Dinoi. The Be'inu the Komisadi Gavra Bar Ketolohu. So if he's already a Bar Ketolohu, then it's Poshet that Ein Helu Nerog. The Chayli Nitashul Me Knas. Rav said the same halacha regarding Knas. Bo Shnei Ba'am Ruv 2. Edim walk in the Bezin. They say B'chabesh Shabbat the God of a Tovach V'machar. That on Sunday, Reuven was a Gonav and a Tovach V'machar. Which means he has to pay Dalud V'hei. Bo Shnei Ba'am Ruv 2. Edim walk in the Bezin. They say B'chabesh Shabbat the Mordom Yisef. It's not true. You didn't see that because you were with us on Sunday. It happened, however, you are saying MS, you didn't see it, but you're saying MS, the same exact case, in a Dine Mominus, in a Knas sense. When did it happen? It happened on Monday. So Allah is Meshalman, the Edom are going to have to pay. Even if the second Edom say that it happened a day earlier, or 2 days, it happened on Erev Shabbos, still the Allah is Meshalman. Why? Because at the time that they're saying this took place, the Gavra wasn't a Bar Tashlumen. What if two Edom walk in the Bezin and they say that on Sunday someone was gone of Tavach Umachar and it was Nigmar Dino? You couldn't have seen it happen on Sunday. Ella Erev Shabbos gone of the Tavach Umachar and Nigmar Dino. The first Edom say it happened on Sunday. Ubetshrebe Shabbato Nigmar Dinay. The Gmar didn't happen on Monday. It doesn't matter. Ein Meshalman the Beidna the Kamesadi Gavra Bar Tashlumen. Because at the time that these people were saying Edus, the person was already Bar. It's the same exact case. Just instead of talking about Dinay Nefashis, in this case we're talking about Dinay Mominus. What type of Dinay Mominus? Dinay Mominus of Knas. Dinay Mominus of Knas. So again, two Edom walk into the Bezin and they say on Sunday Reuven was Gonav. They're found to be Edom Zayim. But there, we also find out later that what they say happened really happened. Two Edom Kshayim claim that it happened. So do you say that being that it anyways happened, so there really wasn't a Kasha Zalman, Masas Lachiv, so maybe in this case, they shouldn't have to pay Kasha Zalman. So as it relates to Knas, says the Gemara, the same chilek that it said regarding the Nefashis. It depends. If we found out that the Gnev had previously happened, but there was no Gemar Din, so that I don't care about. So you're still going to say Kasha Zalman. If we find out that there was already a Gemar Din, then already you say, being that it was already Nigmar Din that he has to pay, being that it was Nigmar Din that he has to pay, at that point, the Edim are not going to be Chayav. But the bottom line is, Rava said two Chedushim. The first Chedush Rava said was that if Edim Zoymim tell the truth, meaning what they say happened really happened, but we find out that they themselves never saw it, they are lying when they say they saw it. However, the Eidos is Eidos MS because other people saw it. And we've been able to verify that actually, amazingly, coincidentally, did take place. They, however, are clearly are liars. So do you say that being that there's no real Zamam Lassus La'achim, maybe they don't have to pay Kasha Zamam? I said, Robert, depends. If there was a Gemar Din already on what they're saying at that point, they're not going to have to pay Kasha Zamam, whether it's Knas or whether it's Dinei Nefashos. If there was no Gemar Din, they're not going to have the Reisha, the first part of it, that's already Mefurish in a Mishnah later. The second part of it, that was the Ikka Chiddush of Rav. Either way, so the Mishnah said, what happens if two Edom walk in the Bezdin? They say Edom. Two other Edom say, Eichatem Eidem. Yimono Yisem, B'mokam Ployi. So that's the halacha of Azama. We knock out the first two Edim. We believe the second pair of Edim. It's Avim Chiddushu. That's Hazama 101. What if another two pair of Edim walk in and they also say that Reuven killed Shimon? And the same people that were mazim the first two Edim are now mazim the second pair of Edim. And these guys, they park themselves in the courthouse. And every time somebody walks at the bezin and says, we also saw it. No, Immanuel Yisav and Makuplani. So it's Machlikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Afilu Meya. Even if 100 Edim say that they saw it happen, and these same two guys just keep on being mazim, all 100 Edim, we believe them. Afilu meya kulam yerog. Rabbi Yehuda says, at some point, you have to realize that maybe these people have an agenda. Maybe they're on someone's payroll. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda, is that this hizu? There's something fishy going on. We don't believe that. Zokti gemara. If we suspect that these Edom are liars, then why would Rabbi Yehuda say the inan erages elo katar rishayna bavad? You shouldn't kill the katar rishayna either. Afilo katar rishayna nami loy. Amar Rabbavos said shekodmu v'hargu. You're right. And a chanami, meaning had Bezdin never killed the first pair of Edom, they wouldn't have killed them because we would dismiss the mazimim entirely. But what happened was punked. That was the story. Well, they already killed the first pair of Edom. Meaning that they already killed the first pair of Edom. That's why that's the halacha. Amar Rabbavos said, that's how you learn a Mishnah. Shekodmu v'hargu, madahavahava. The Gemara's not telling us stories. It's telling us halachas. If Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is that we don't trust the mazimim, which means you don't trust them at all, so let's not trust them at all. So what's this idea the Mishnah's talking about? A case, a story. Who cares about that? Elamai Rava, Rava said, all there was one kat. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Avada, when there's more than one kat, when you have multiple kitei edus walking into Bezdin, and the same people keep on being mazim them, we dismiss their edus completely. The Mishnah's talking, what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say was, if all there was one kat, was one that we believe the Mazimim. So the parish of Azama was said where two Edom are knocking out two Edom. But once two Edom start knocking out four Edom and six Edom and eight Edom, istatisi, so at that point we don't trust them. But the Gemara says, only the first one. What does only the first one suggest? This is basic TikTok. Means there was more than one, and we're only killing the first one. So how could you tell me that when Rabbi Yehuda said, it's all about where all there was one cat, if there was only one cat, you wouldn't have the word bilvad. So the Gemara, kasha. And we know whenever the Gemara says kasha, what does it mean? It means there's a teretz, but it's a little bit dachuk. That's the difference between kasha and tufta. Tufta means KO. There's no teretz. Kasha means there's a teretz, there's a doichik. So you have to figure out exactly what the teretz might have been. Either way, the Gemara that tells that ma'isa. There was a woman, da soy, sahadi, the ishtaker. So she was trying to make a case in Bezdin, and she brought Edim. They subpoena them. They walk into court. They're going to testify on her behalf. And in the cross-examination, they tripped up. So in the bedikos and the chakiros, we realized that they were liars. So we knocked them out. Okay. I see Sadi, then she brought other Edim, Vishtaker. And they were also found to be liars. Also, I see Sadi Achrini, so she wanted to bring now a third pair of Edim. At this point, we don't trust her anymore. Because she already established herself, Bechazoka, clearly paskening that Chazoka is betrayed, not the Shloisha. So you establish her with a Chazoka that she is someone that's willing to bring people, meaning, coincidentally, she had two peers of Edom that were supposed to walk in and testify on her behalf, and they were found to be blatant black and white liars. So obviously something's fishy over here. So even if now she brings a third pair of Edom that are able to make it through the cross-examination, we just suspect that they did their homework a little bit better, and they were a little bit more prepared.
Interesting that they don't have.
Oh, Frank the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Laz, and he huchzigo. Call Yisrael, me huchzigo. It's very nice that she has a chazaka. But what about their chazaka? What about their cheskes kashrus? Frank the Gemara. That was the end of the story. Zimnin. Habi Yosvi kamei Rabbi Yechanan. Once upon a time, Rabbi Lazar and Reish Lakish, the two Amoraim that were involved in this previous story, were both sitting in front of their respective Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan. So Reish Lakish was a Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Lazar, as in Rabbi Lazar ben Padas, was also a Talmud Rabbi Yechon, right? The Gemara says in Aseches Apayalin that when Reish Lakish was nifter, Rabbi Yechon was so ishmet, she had such agmas nefesh, to the point that they davened for him to die. He had such tzar. The same Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz said that was 10 sons, and he walked around with the bone of his 10th son to give people chizik, to be Menachem Avil, Dein Gerama Dasira Bir, that he was able to somehow survive. But when his Talmud, Chavir, Reish Lakish passed away, he was oismensch. He couldn't deal with it anymore. The Gemara says he had another Talmud, Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Lazar, who was his number two, so to speak. And he walks in and he tells Rabbi Yechon, he says, no, I'm going to learn with you. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon sits down and he's learning B'chavrusa. And he says, Avart. And Rabbi Lazar tells Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi, you're saying so gewaldig. And Rabbi Yechon turns to his Talmud, Rabbi Lazar, and he says, this is the way you talk to me? This is what I need you for? He says, I want to tell you something. When I used to say a vart, when I would say a classic vart or Reish Lakish, he would ask me 24 kashas, and he would rip it to shticka, and then I would say terutz, and then at the end we would come out with gewalt. You're telling me you have a tanya kavasi to Rabbi Yechanan? I don't need the tanya kavasi. I want you to fight with me. I want you to work. I want you to struggle, because that's where it's at. That's where the money's at. It's in the struggle. It's in the amelis. It's in the haravanya. But either those were the two great talmid of Rabbi Yechanan. It was Reish Lakish, and it was Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, Zimnin habi yasvi kamei Rabbi Yechina. Osoki hai maisa l'kamei. It was the same story where there was a lady. I don't know if it's a lady, maybe it was a man. But they brought Edim once, twice, and now the third time already. Rabbi Shlokish said, Huchsikuzu, same psak. He said, I don't trust this person anymore. Two times, he brought Edom into Bezdin, and they were found to be, you can't trust Amalei Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said, Im huchsiguzu, kol Yisrael mi huchsigu. So Rabbi Yechanan said what Rabbi Lazar had previously told Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish l'shitasa approached this the same way. He felt there was a chazok over here, that this person, this Baldin, is going to bring Edom Sulem. And Rabbi Yechanan told Reish Lakish what Rabbi Lazar had told him in the previous story, that just because this person has a chazaka, what about the Edom's chazaka? So the Gemara says, when Reish Lakish heard that, so he realized that Rabbi Lazar's taina was really Rabbi Yechanan's taina. So the Gemara says, Hadar chazil Rabbi Lazar bishos. So he looked at Rabbi Lazar like, how come you didn't tell me? Amalei shamat mili mi bar nafcha v'lei amrili mishmei. You knew, you had heard this from Rabbi Yechanan, you didn't tell me? what's the plan in the Maisa Mini Reish Lakish? Had I known Rav Yechon said this, then of course I would have said it again. You have to tell me that. You know, you I'll argue with. But Reish Yechon, I'll argue with Rav Yechon. It's a pella that Reish Lakish would refer to his Rebbe as Bar Nafcha. No, it's not unbelievable. Pashut, Rav Yechon was called Bar Nafcha because his father was a blacksmith. Rav Yechon Bar Nafcha, right? That's Pashut Pshat. Other say because he was very handsome, and that relates to that. So maybe then it's a Dover Shal Shvach. But this Reish Lakish is talking about his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan, he would call him Bar Nafcha. So we need a little beer in that. But either way, says the Gemara, Lema Reish Lakish Tomek Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yechanan Tomek Rabbi Anan. At first glance, wouldn't it make sense to say that this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is really machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Chaim Amish? Isn't that the same thing that happened? You had one peer of Mazim and they keep on knocking everybody out. So Rabbi Yehuda's worried. He says, Istatis Hizu, something's fishy going on. Who's she? That's Reish Lakish's sheet. Reish Lakish didn't trust the third peer of Edom already. He said, Huchsegozu. Whereas the Chachamim in the Mishnah that says, no. Even 100 of them were going to kill. That's Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says each. No, you don't necessarily look at that way. So the Gemara says it's not muchach. Oh, malach, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is going to tell you. I know Damri Chafil Rabban. I hold even like Rabban. Meaning, I'm not necessarily going like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Because Ad Kan Lekom Rabban Hasam. Rabban said their halacha that the one peer of Mazimim can knock out all these Edim, because the Lekat Kamahadr, because there's no one person that's rallying the troops. And over here, there was a woman, she was going, she called in another peer of Edim, another peer of Edim. So it looks like that's the issue over there. Dartan is the hint Pagrubin, right? We feel like we have a situation where that is what's causing all this to happen. But over here, you don't necessarily have a hacha ikka hadu kamahach. Rabbi Yechonam, Rabbi Yechonam is going to say, no, I'm going to be Yehuda. Could be my halachas reading according to Yehuda. Because Ad Kan Lekom Rabbi Yehuda Hassan, Daminan, Atukuli Amaga, Behana, Havikaima. Right, punk, this guy was with everybody on that Sunday morning. He was everywhere. Everybody was there. Aval hacha, but over here, Hani Yehuda Besadus, Vandi Yehuda Besadus, Mechatesi. Maybe this woman was trying to find Aiden. The first two Aiden obviously were liars. Second Aiden were liars. Maybe the third ones, I'm going to be telling the truth. But either the Gemara says there are subtle svaras that you can say to differentiate between the two cases. That's not muchach, like the Gemara says, that Reish Lakish is the Amak Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan is the Amak Rabban. Another classic Mishnah. We don't kill Edom Zoymimin, unless there was the Gemara Din. So again, what's Hazama? Two Edom walk into Bezdin, and they say, Reuven killed Shimon. And then two other Edom come in, and they say, how could you say you saw Reuven kill Shimon? And you saw it happen on Sunday? Manuel, you said, I'm not complaining. You said it happened in Susura. You were with us in Arda. It's not possible. It could not have happened. So the loch is, Vasisim Lei Kach Hazama Lasis Loch. Question is, at what point in the judicial process would this have had to have taken place in order for the Edom to be Edom Zoymimin? That's this Mishnah. Eino Edom Nas Zoymimin Ache Yigomer Adin. There would have had it been a Gemar Din. So if Bezdin already issued a Gemar Din per the Eidos of the Edom Zoymimin, then we say Vasisam Leikash Azam Lassas Lachim. But if there was no Gemar Din, then there's no such Allah. Says the Mishnah, this was in contrast to what the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, used to say. Sharei Tzedukim Oymrim, they used to say Ache Yehorek, that the only time Edom Zoymimin become Edom Zoymimin is if Bezdin actually killed this person per the Eidus of the Edom Zoymimin. But if all there was the Gemar Din, but Mezin never acted on the Gemar Din, then you wouldn't have this halach. Shenemar, nefesh tachas nefesh. Now if you look on the side, they bring two psukim for nefesh tachas nefesh. Them also in Yiyav and Asate nefesh tachas nefesh. That's in Shmoyz Chaf Aleph. The pashtus is that's the pasuk that the Gemara is bringing over here. But the problem is, that has nothing to do with Edom Zoymimin. So that's where there's a second pasuk. It says in the parsha of Edom Zoymimin, "V'lo soches einecho nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad b'yad, regel b'regel." That's Vasisam Leikashas Amal Asasoch. It's that pasuk that the Vilna Goyen and others say is the Ikar pasuk. There in the parsha of Azam itself, you see this idea of nefesh b'nefesh. So they used to say nefesh b'nefesh. What does it sound like? You killed someone. Now we're going to kill you. So they were literalists. And therefore, they felt that's the way you're supposed to darshan the book. The Chachamim said, doesn't it say, Vasisam Lekashazamim Lasos La'achiv? Vare Achiv Kayin? It sounds like we're going to do to them what they wanted to do La'achiv. Achiv implies that the man has to be alive. So it sounds like the person they said Edus about is alive. Meaning he wasn't killed yet. What does nefesh benefesh mean? Because Yochel, I would have thought without nefesh benefesh, Mishosha Kiplway do some Yerogu. Once Bezdin accepts their aid, at that point already, you can kill them. Talmudoyim and nefesh benefesh in an Yerogu Machi Gomradin. At the very least, there has to be a Gemaradin. So either way, that's the question. It says, V'lei Socha say Necho nefesh benefesh. What does nefesh benefesh mean? Does nefesh benefesh mean Gemaradin? Or does nefesh benefesh mean we actually kill them? the Prushim, the Chachamim, that's the halacha, held that it's Gmardin. Once you kill them at that point, you need very achiv kaim, it would be too late. The tzedukim held that no, nefesh benefesh is mashma, that you achay yehareg, that the person was literally killed. Now this, of course, is the Mishnah, where we know the halach of kashazoman v'loy kasher osa. Rashi brings it in the Tapez and the Beis. We spoke very briefly on the Tapez and Shittas HaRambam, where the Rambam says that even though there's halach of kashazoman v'loy kasher osa, it's only regarding Mises Bezdin. But as it relates to Malkus, as it relates to Mom and Nat, the income of Koyim Elahar. Chazok de Gemara, Tano, a Bryce, a Beribi, Oymer. So who is Beribi? Rashi says, Kachoy Yishmoy. It was the name of a person. Now we don't have time, but there's a tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda. With the Neid of Yehuda asks a steer in Rashi, because it's another place, but the Gemara quotes a Rabbi Lozer Beribi. I think it was Rabbi Lozer Beribi. But the Gemara quotes a Tana, Rabbi Lozer Beribi. Rashi says, what does Beribi mean? He was the Gadol Adar. And Beribi was the Toyar of a Gadol Adar. So fake the Neid of Yehuda, steer in Rashi. Rashi, Makas Daf Amud Beis says, Beribi was the shame of a Chacham. And there Rashi says that it was a Gadol Adar. So says the Neid of Yehuda. Says the Neid Yehuda, this is raid we haven't spoken about in so long. Says the Neid Yehuda, Rashi was new. He knew that Beribi over there can't mean Shem Chacham. You know why? Because if Beribi was a name, it would mean Rabbi Elazar Beribi had two names. He was Elazar Beribi. And nobody had two names. Says the Neid Yehuda, two names is a naya patent. There were no Chaim Yankels back then. You know, this is new. No one had two names. This is Elazar Beribi must be, Beribi was just a toyar that was describing the godless of who he was. But in terms of two names, this truth is from the Chassam Sofer, right? It all starts with the name of, there was a person that had a baby, and there was a fight, there was a discussion, a fight maybe, between a husband and a wife. The question was, what should they name the child? So the father's name was Meir, and the mother's father's name was Yair. And they didn't know what to do. So they went to the Marshal. They asked the Marshal the Shaila. And the Marshal said, name the baby Schneier. Meir Yuir. And that is the history of the name Schneier. The Machanum Schneier. It makes perfect sense. Zwei Yuirs. That's the name you're supposed to. So Frank, the Marshal, the Chassam Sofer, says, I don't understand this whole story over here. It doesn't make any sense. Why did you just name the baby Meir Yuir? You were Meir. Sounds like a nice Chassidish name. What's the big deal? But after we came into Schneier, why couldn't we make everybody happy? Terrence says, nobody gave two names. No such thing as two names. Puk Chassi, who has two names in Shas? So it's the one Tana somewhere, I think a Psochim that maybe has two names. But you can't find two names. There was Rish Lakish. So yeah, exactly. So nobody has two names, right? But there is one Bali Taisus that had two names. Taisus brings it in Ksubas Daf Tzadik Ches on the days, and he's quoted again, I think, in Masech Tuschulin somewhere. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. But Yaakov Yisrael is not such a hechrich because Yaakov Avinu and Yisrael was really one person. So that's also already. But either way, the income of Kaimel Harps a tonno. Beribi Yoimer. Loi Hargu Neherogin. Hargu Einerog. Ribi said over this halacha. He's sitting and he's learning and he says that if Bezdin didn't kill the person per the Eidos, then Nerogin. Hargu, if Bezdin already killed the person, ain't Nerogin. At that point, he's not going to be killed. Oh, my Rav, if he was learning with his father. So his father says, Beni, my son, Lav Kal V'chaymer, isn't it a Kal V'chaymer? How's it possible that if Bezdin didn't kill the person yet, now we're going to say Kasha Zomam. But if Bezdin did kill the person, we're not going to say Kasha Zomam. Amaloi, Ribi told his father, Limadatonu Rabbeinu, She'ein Oinshim in Adin. It's true, there's a Kal V'chaymer. But at the end of the day, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'asisim le'kasha Zomam la'asis lachim, V'loi kasha Zomam. And even though in theory you have a Kal V'chaymer, it doesn't matter. You can't punish somebody based on a Kal V'chaymer. That's in Oinshim in Adin. Time we went to the Braisa. Isha she'ikachas ha'choysoi, bas oviv, oi bas imoi. So the Torah says, one of the Arayas is ha'choysoi. And ha'choysoi is whether she's bas oviv, she's a paternal sister, oi bas imoi, a maternal sister. Ein li'el lo bas oviv shloi bas imoi. Bas imoi shloi bas ov. Bas imoi u bas oviv minayin. So the Pasuk says that ha'choysoi bas oviv is an erva. Ha'choysoi bas imoi is an erva. What if she's bas oviv u bas imoi? So that's not mufurish in the pasuk. So the Braisa says Talmud loy ma'ervas achoyse gila avoyno yisa. That's the end of the pasuk. We learn from there even achoyse basaviv and basima. Again, the Torah says a half sister is an erva, whether it's from the father's side or the mother's side. What about a full sister? The Torah doesn't say it. It says ervas achoyse gila. Extra words to teach me that a full sister as well. Says the Gemara actually yemer yeshli bedin. I don't understand this Braisa, said Beribi. Doesn't make any sense. He says I need an extra pasuk to tell me a full sister. Im onash al basav shloibas. Ubasima shloi basav. Madoch, a half sister is an erva. Basav ubasima le koshkin, then a whole sister should certainly be an erva. Hold on, madoto, what do you see from here? She'ei noin shemin adin. Oin shemano says the Gemara Azor minayin. So you see, ei noin shemin adin. What about Azara? What about the Azara? Could you learn Azara mi kal v'choy me talmudoy ma ervas achoy scho bas avicha oy bas imech eli el bas avashloy bas imoy bas imoy shloy bas avu bas avu bas imoy minayin. Again, in the Azara it also talks about half sisters. It doesn't say anything about a whole sister. So you have a brisa talmudoy ma ervas bas eishes avicha me ledes avicha achoy scho he. So we need an extra pasuk or extra words in the pasuk to tell me that a full sister is also going to be an erva. Fake the Gemara. Actually, I'm a yeshli menadin. Ma im huzer al bas ima shlei bas avu bas avu shlei bas imoy bas avu vu bas imoy koshkein. Halamadot. So what do you learn from here? She'ei mazir menadin. So you see from here this idea of a mazir menadin. Because again, if mazir menadin and if einche menadin, why would I need a special pasuk, a drush, a lima to tell me that a full sister is an erva bazar ubainish? Should I know me kavachemir? Must be ein oinshim and adin, ein mazir and adin. Says the Gemara, Chayvim Malkis Minayin, Talmud Loimar, Rosha, Rosha. It says, Rosha, Rosha. Chayvim Goliois Minayin, Asya, Roitseach, Roitseach. So this is again another one of the Gemara's in Shas, but the Gemara has a Gzeir Shava to compare Malkis to Misa and to compare Roitseach Bishoigig. We'll just conclude with one leichta ha'ara, and that is, I saw in the Sefer Daf al Daf, he brings that the Chibina Rav, in one of his svarim, brings that he heard for Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Rabbi Yosef Engel said, what's pshat in Ein Oinshim Adin? And he explained it based on the Bnei Yisoscha that we've spoken about so many times. Where the Bnei Yisoscha said that we know there's Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorin Adrashus Behem. There's also Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorin Adrashus Behem correspond to the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim. That's the bris, krusa, bris leich esrei. You do your 13, you haravim learning. The Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorin Adrashus Behem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keneged Zed is going to be the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim. But the Bnei Yisoscha, and he brings it from the Magid Mimezrish, he took it one step further. He said, not only, big picture, do the 13 correspond to the 13, but if you go through the Seder, you go through the order, each one of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim, 1 through 13, correspond to the respective Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorin Adrashus Behem. So says the Bnei Yisoscha, for example, the first of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim is Kael. Even though Tosfos and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah has a discussion, whether it's Hashem, Hashem, the first Hashem, the second Hashem, are they one, are they two? But the Mekubalim, the Arizal, all held that the first is not Hashem, Hashem. Hashem, Hashem is not one of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim. The first one is really Kel. What's the first of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorin Adrashus? Kal V'chomer. So he says, Kel corresponds to Kal V'chomer. The second one is Rachum. Rachum responds to Gzei Rishava. The third one is Chanun. Chanun responds corresponds to Binyanav. V'chula v'chula Bnei Yisoscha says pilpul dvarim niflam ad l'moyed to explain different gemaras and shas where he works with this idea that the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim correspond to the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorin Adrashus. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, Kael, we have a Mesoira from the Mekubalim, is the Nida, it's the Shem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for refuah. When Miriam was a Mesoira, when Miriam was a Mitzayra, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem, a tefillah kitzara, the Gemara said, oh no, kale no, refana love. That was the tefillah. She used the word kale, because kale is the midah refuah. It brings from the Magen Mezrich. What did Hashem tell Moshe? He says, listen, Miriam has to be a Mitzayra. Why? Madach Miriam would have spoken against her father. She would have been locked up. Kal v'chomer, if she spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem answer with a Kal v'chomer? Because Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shem Kael, the Midah of Kael. Kael corresponds to Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is the school to refuah because it goes Keneged Kael. And says the Bnei Yisoscha brings other Mekoyres, we've spoken about this in the past, this idea that a Kal v'chomer is a school for refuah. Person needs a refuah, you can darshan a Kal v'chomer. The sugis of Kal v'chomer are sugis miyuchadais as it relates to refuah because it corresponds to Kael. Kael is refuah. Oh no, Kael no, refuah no, no. Dvarim neflam that we've spoken about beher chava. But ein beis medrash b'lo yichidish. Zok Rav Yosef, the Chibina Rav, said he heard from Rav Yosef Engel. He said, that's pshat in ein oinshim radin. He said, because a kal v'chomer is a vehicle for a fuha. It's something that brings yeshias for the fierce. Ein oinshim radin. You can't punish a yid. Can't punish a yid with kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is refuah. It's about chesed. It's the midah of Kael. It's midah sarachamim. Ein oinshin min adin.